Jim Kenney has managed to build momentum for his candidacy with the help of some powerful friends in the labor movement, despite being a late entry to the race. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies has this look at a sometimes controversial union leader who's playing an important, if little noticed, role in the contest.
In a recent interview with Philadelphia Magazine, mayoral candidate Anthony Williams was asked about his financial backers, and he said this.
I'm telling them that one white dude who works in the building trades in South Philadelphia that you don't ever mention.
Now, the sound quality is terrible there, but if you listen carefully, you hear Williams refer to one white dude from South Philadelphia who works in the building trades that you don't ever mention. And he has a point. John Dougherty, business manager of Electricians Local 98, widely known as Johnny Doc, is probably one of the most influential players in this mayor's race, but you rarely hear his name mentioned in connection with the contest. In fact, if this were a telenovela, it could be called Donde Está Johnny Doc? Though his union may be the largest financial supporter of Jim Kenney's mayoral campaign, he hasn't made public appearances with him, he declined to talk to us about his support, and when Kenney went to the Union Hall for an endorsement event last week, it was closed to reporters. Dougherty isn't normally a shy man. In 2013, when his union backed Allison Schwartz for governor, he invited reporters and explained why the union gave her a $100,000 check just for starters.
We believe we're part of the fabric of Philadelphia. Okay, so Local 98 decided that we weren't waiting around the edges. You know, we were going to come out strong. A couple people think that one of our endorsements is one of the stronger ones statewide.
There's no doubt about the value of Local 98's support. Through payroll deductions from working electricians, the union's political committee raises and spends about $2 million a year, more than any other PAC in Pennsylvania. But Local 98 has generated controversy in the past, so its support comes with some political baggage. Dougherty said years ago that the union practiced, quote, in-your-face politics, and it did.
Let's talk about the embezzlement. Come on, Sam, open up the lawsuits. Come on, Sam.
In the 2003 mayor's race, Republican candidate Sam Katz couldn't go to any public event without being heckled by someone from Local 98. That was business agent Ray Delavella, captured in the documentary The Shame of a City. In the 2007 mayor's race, a city ethics board investigation found the union hired consultants who'd produced anonymous attack flyers, one with a racially targeted message. The union paid a $10,000 fine and has been less confrontational since. So is Kenney avoiding a public association with Dougherty? No, he says, though at a recent campaign stop, he acknowledged that the Dougherty of a few years ago might not have been the most appealing ally for a candidate determined to win over progressive good government voters.
I think at the time he was somewhat of a different person in that maybe his maturity level was not to the level it is now, and he reacted to things in ways that we wouldn't, you know, appreciate now. But I don't think that's the same type of person that we're dealing with.
Kenney says he's happy to have Dougherty's support now, and if you aren't seeing them together much, that's because Doc's priority is getting his brother Kevin elected to the state Supreme Court. And there's no doubt about that. Local 98 has had a huge banner for Kevin Dougherty on its Spring Garden Street headquarters and contributed $300,000 to his campaign. But how much help is Dougherty giving Kenney's mayoral effort? That's the other mystery here. Nobody knows, because the union's donations are apparently being routed through a super PAC that isn't so easy to get answers from.
Good morning. This is Dave Davies calling again for Wayne Miller. He's not available? Okay. Well, I know I've been calling all week, but I just want to make sure he understands.
That was my fifth call to Sprinkler Fitters Union leader Wayne Miller, identified last year as chairman of the super PAC that's running ads promoting Kenney. Local 98 gave that group 65% of the money it raised in 2014, but neither the PAC nor Dougherty's union will say whether Local 98 has given a little or a lot or even all of the $600,000 that PAC has spent on pro-Kenney ads this year. So we don't see Doc much or his money. But if he is funding an independent expenditure effort for Kenney, they can't legally coordinate spending, which has to make it a little weird when Kenney goes to the union hall. Kenney says, not really.
No, because we don't talk about that, and he doesn't talk about it, and I certainly don't bring it up. And I don't know whether he is or he isn't.
We'll know when campaign finance reports are filed May 8th just how much money Daugherty is putting into the Kenny campaign. Meanwhile, critics say it's unsettling to think that Daugherty, who already has a lot of influence on city council, could get his brother on the state Supreme Court and his ally in the mayor's office. Dave Davies, WHYY News.